Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness, welcome my brothers and my sisters. This is the PRF Table, and this is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. Also hosting here with me is Mary Ann Williams, also known around the table as Mama. Mama, good evening to you.
Good evening to you, and good evening to my PRF family. Glad that you could be with us this evening. Thank you.
Amen. 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 So listen, so here's where we are tonight. For those of you who've never been on the PRF Table, PRF stands for Possessions, Resources, and Finances. And this is a dialogue that we have every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're talking this month about financial literacy. Some of you may not know this, but April of every year has been designated as Financial Literacy Month. Mama, I'm just going to tell you, this is bound to be a good one today. It's so crazy because about 10 minutes ago, I was like so tired. I had a very long day. Last couple of days have been very long. But when I started really just saying, you know what, we got to get into this thing tonight, I kind of got, like the Baptist preacher said, I started feeling my help. So listen, if you are listening and you want to jump into this conversation, we just asked you to do one thing. Just press one on your phone. We'll see you light up on the switchboard. We'll bring you into the conversation. Financial Literacy Month, April 2018. This is where we're at. This is what we're going to be talking about. And here's what we want to do. We want to open this thing up for you who have questions about anything regarding possessions, resources, and finances. And I'll say this out loud in front of everybody. If there's something that I or Mama or anybody else or any of the other hosts do not know, we're not going to shuck and jive. We're not going to be playing around with it. I can just give you some any old kind of answer. We'll do the research if there's something that we don't know. And why is that important? Here's why that's important. Because there are a lot of people that don't know some of the simple things. Some of the simple things. And if people don't know these things and they go to somebody who they think should know the answer to these things, and then they get some old crazy whack response, then you don't know what that's going to do for them, what that's going to do to them. Better yet, here's my concern, that they say take that foolishness to somebody else as being something that is valid when it's not. So, again, if you're listening, you want to jump in, come on, just jump into the conversation. Let's do it. And if you're listening to us online through prfministry.org or on our Facebook page, PRF Institute, and you want to dial in, you want to hear, you let your voice be heard, all you have to do is dial this number, 347-215-7934, 347-215-7934. Now listen, this is a half hour show. We're already 3 minutes into it. So if this is your first time, we just need to let you know something. We're not going to be asking, does anybody have anything to say? Just press one, and when we see you, we'll bring you into the conversation. All right, so Mama, listen.
Yeah,
Financial Literacy Month, right? Financial Literacy.
Yeah.
God started dealing with me about something today, and just a little while ago, I knew we were coming from today, but he started dealing with me with something. And I'm going to read something to you from Forbes. So Forbes says, April is Financial Literacy Month and a great time to focus on financial education. A lack of financial preparedness has huge societal costs. And in the coming year, as Americans age, these costs will likely to increase. These are daunting challenges facing not only the poor, but also the working middle class. In the face of flat real wages, structural unemployment, a high tax burden, and higher health care costs, it is becoming more difficult for millions of Americans to find extra income to save at the end of the month. In addition, many don't understand the enormous commitment a self-financial retirement entails.
Amen.
I'm going to break some of that down in probably about 3 minutes. So Financial Literacy Month, it said it's April. April being Financial Literacy Month, I believe, this is Dunlap, is for those individuals who have no idea where to start. So we put it out there that this whole month we're going to be doing a lot of things to help educate you financially. But here's what you got to know. You can get educated in April during Financial Literacy Month, but you're going to deal with finances for the other 11 months of the year. So here's my take on this, Mama. There is no breaking. There is no just 1 month where we're going to deal with financial literacy. No, we got to deal with this thing all the time. So although I respect the article and I respect that they said it's a great time to focus on financial education because it's out there. It's all over the place, right? I want to make sure people understand the best time to focus on this is now.
Yes, amen.
It don't matter what month it is now. And what did they talk about in this article? I mean, I just read just a little piece of the article, but it talked about the lack of financial preparedness. What was we talking about for a couple of months last year in 2017? Being prepared, being prepared, being prepared. And so the truth of the matter is, if people was listening back then about being financially prepared, when April comes around, then that can be new information that they can get some information on, not dealing with some of the same things. But we know that it's true that there are some high costs that come from people not being financially prepared. So we got to do our part. We have to do our part. And that's what we hope to do tonight. So I wanted to start off with something. And I said this to, I'm saying this out loud to everybody else, but I said this, like I said to you earlier, Mama, I said, you know what?
Yeah.
We're not going to be talking about, we're not talking about what people are not doing. We're not going to talk about what churches are not doing. We're just going to talk about what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Let's just talk about what needs to be done, right? But we need your participation. We need y'all to call in. We need you to send some emails. We need you to ask your questions on Facebook so that we can know how to address some of these things. Now, I'm going to hit a couple of scriptures, not to contradict what I just said, but I need everybody to hear this because I said it before. In Job chapter 36, verse 12, there was a conversation with Eliu and Job. But one of the things that he said that was said was, but if they do not listen, they will perish by the sword and die without knowledge. The New Living says it like this. It said, if they refuse to listen to him, they will cross over the river of death, dying from lack of understanding. All right, just going to put a little plug in that right there. Let's just hold on for a moment. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 23. For lack of discipline, they will die. Led astray by their own great folly. That's the NIV. But the New Living says, he will die for lack of self-control. He will be lost because of his great foolishness. All right, put a little plug in that one, right? And listen to this one.
Yes.
Well, let's stay right there. Let's stay right there. But I'm gonna go to this last one. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou has rejected knowledge. Because thou has rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. See, a lot of times you just hear my people perish for the lack of knowledge, right? You don't have no context.
Yeah.
Watch this. I will also reject thee. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. This is God. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Let me make it a little bit plainer for those who don't understand or speak Greek or that King James version. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priest. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children.
Mm.
That was one of those, you know, I had to, you know, I like to throw something in there for the leaders. So the people being destroyed for the lack of knowledge is not a text for everybody. That was being spoken for the leaders.
To the leaders.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
To the leaders. Now watch this. I want us to not focus so much on that, but understand that that's relevant. Because there are millions of people that are not doing well financially. And we keep asking the question here at PRF saying, what the heck is the problem? Well, here's the beauty of it. The beauty of it is we have plenty of information. We have plenty of data. We have plenty of financial ministry needs assessments that have been done from people within God's churches that have said, here's what my needs are. Here's where I need food. My greatest need is food. My greatest need is money. My greatest need is transportation. My greatest need is housing. And then well, you know, what's secondary? My greatest need is financial literacy. My greatest need is retirement. And so it's amazing that we've been able to gather information from people attending churches all over the place that are saying, here's what my need is. And even years later, Mama,
yes,
those folks are still in some of the same places.
Situation.
So,
yes,
April 2018, Financial Literacy Month, is valid. It's truly valid. It's a need to have this separate time. But I got to do this, and I'm going to probably get back to something we were at, last month, because that last show last month, we got into it. I don't know. It was a very long show. We got into talking about tithing, and I can say this, that is one of the areas that people are so uneducated in, for lack of just seeking out and searching what the scriptures say, and then asking questions of the text. Hold on, we don't do it like this. Well, hold on, that says that. So financial literacy. One of the major questions that needs to be put out there, and this is for all month, Mama, for the whole month, is what area or areas do you need to be educated? See, here's the truth of the matter. As adults, as good Christian folks, as believers, as church folk, as heathen, as backsliders, as any title you want to put on yourself or somebody else put on you, everybody's going to deal with this money thing. Everybody's going to deal with it. So it's not like there's nothing new to learn. There's always something new to learn in this area, right?
Yes.
But here's what we have. Here's what we have. As children, remember I talked about the brain last week or week before last,
yes. mm-hmm.
and how we have the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. As children growing up, children don't get to determine, oh my goodness, children don't get to determine at 6 years old that they ain't going to study, that they're not going to learn 1 + 1 = 2. They don't get to determine A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We don't give you all of them at the same time, little 5-6-year-old. We're going to give you a couple of them first, or we start off by having you say them before we actually start trying to get you to write them. Children don't get an option, Mama.
That's
somebody
true.
That knows better has said, here's the way that we need to learn this thing. Because you're a child. You don't know.
That's right.
So therefore, as adults, sometimes it's necessary to say, look, man, you just don't know. Look, Pastor, you just don't know what you're talking about. Look, sister, Mama, being in the church for the last 55 years, you have no idea what the Bible says about this. And then you're confused and wondering, why are you struggling in a certain area dealing with possession, resources, and finances? And what's so interesting to me is this. As a person, as a young child, parents don't buck the system who love their children. I don't know of any parent that says, no, my child's in first grade, you need to be teaching them calculus because I know calculus. No, there's a curriculum based upon where you've gone to school, based upon where you live and where your child has to go to school or where you decide to put your child, and what has been prepared already there for you, for your child,
mm-hmm.
is what they're going to learn. And here's what a parent does. A parent has to be there to help the children because this is new to them. This is foreign to them. A six-year-old has never done what they're doing in first grade and second grade and vice, and they've never done it before. So there has to be somebody that can help them, right? So I'm gonna flip the script. I'm gonna flip the script real quick.
Okay.
In First Corinthians chapter 12, one of the things that Paul says in First Corinthians chapter 12 at the beginning, he says, "My brothers, I will not have you ignorant about these things." And he's talking specifically about spiritual gifts. Now watch this. He lays out various types of spiritual gifts.
Yes, it's
the
yes,
reason.
Uh-huh.
Now, think about this. This is Paul talking to the church at Corinth. Paul ain't been walking his Christian journey forever. But here is Paul saying, "I cannot have you ignorant to these things." Again, talking about spiritual gifts. I can't have you like that. And that's the advantage that I'm coming. So whenever we talk about this month, I'm coming from that perspective like, Paul, listen, we just can't have you ignorant to this. Because if you keep going on in a place of ignorance regarding whatever area it is, that's detrimental. That's not beneficial. And I will say this without any hesitation, it will affect your witness because somebody broken. Somebody broken. Somebody's having some struggles. And we talk about seeking out the word. And because of your title, because of my title, they'll seek us out. Oh, this the guy's on Facebook all the time. Okay. And when that happens, you got to have an answer for them. Not just trust God. Yes, trust God. Now what?
Amen.
You have to have an answer
Action.
For them. You need to be saved. Okay, now you're saved. Now what? That bill that you had before you got saved is still sitting there when you got back home. So I'm going through all of that because I'm finding out the more that I do what I do, Mama, in PRF.
Yeah.
That people a lot of times, and trust me when I tell you, a lot of times people don't feel like they're worthy. It's amazing,
geez.
Mama. It's amazing. They don't feel like they're worthy a lot of times. They're just trying
right.
to get to the next place. But they don't feel like they're worthy. I mean, it's amazing how many people when myself and Brother Mark we go out to minister to folks. It's just amazing to me when we get into certain topics. How some of these individuals that we these children of God are like, man, you don't know what that just did to me, in a good way.
I know. Mm-hmm.
But everybody we deal with mostly, Mama, is sitting up under ministries. I'm not talking bad about anybody. Again, they're sitting up under ministries, and they got questions as they sit up under the ministries. But
Amen.
They're not getting the answers that they're looking for. And so when you go and you're asking questions, I mean, I remember, Mama, you talked about something one time, and it's not dealing with financial literacy, but I remember you were talking about when you first became saved, and they said, look in the Bible, and you start looking in the Bible, and you start having questions, and then when you start going to question, they're like, well, who this person asking all these questions? Well, doggone. What the heck happened? I just did what you told me to do.
Yeah,
right?
You did. Yeah,
I just did what you told me to do because you were hungry. Because you were hungry. So I read those scriptures, you know, about people that, listen, it's either you have to want to be educated. And that's why the question, the central question this month is, what area or areas do you need to be educated? You can do whatever you want to do with that word need. Do you need? Do you feel? Has somebody told you? But what area? And that's so valid of a question, y'all, because until you get to the point where you say, you know what, I really don't understand this tithing thing, until you get to that point, I don't know to come talk to you about tithing. How I know that you're struggling with this thing called tithing, unless you open up your mouth and you say, I got some questions about it. How do I know? Oh my goodness, let me tell you something. I'm out of town right now, but I went to a place today, and I got out of my car, and when I got out of my car to go into this facility, Mama, the car next to me, it looked like somebody was living in their car. But I don't believe they were living in their car. It was just nasty.
Okay.
Just bags and trash and everything, front and back seat. It was horrible. And I'm like, what in the world? And so you can see that person, because the person had to be in the place that I was going into because it was a public facility.
Wow.
So I'm looking around like, and I believe I spotted who it possibly could have been, because other people came in and out, and when I left, there was only one other person in there. So I'm like, it had to have been that person. But how would anybody know that this person needs to be educated on stewardship?
That's right.
How would they know? And maybe they don't believe that they need to be educated about stewardship. They just doing what they do. That may be the norm. That may be the way they grew up. That may have been how
that's
the car
right.
was when they were growing up, right? So
yes, that's right.
What area do you need to be educated in? You know, there's a lot of people that, and this is me, but there are a lot of people that are looking for some things from God, and God is like, I've already laid out some stuff for you on how to deal with a couple of things. Maybe you should just go do those things, instead of keep coming asking me to do certain things for you. Nah, I've already told you. I'm holding a book like y'all can see it. This book right now that I've left for you, it has some good things in it that can help you with your situation of PRF. I just need you to go ahead and do it. Just activate your faith. If you have faith the size of the mustard seed, just activate your faith. And so that's some of the build up, and we're probably gonna go to about 8:45 tonight, unless I just get totally tired. But I'm saying all that because some folks need to be encouraged with this education thing. I gotta say this. There's some folk that are listening, that have listened, that have come across our various paths. Those of us, you know, that are out there ministering to folks through PRF. There's some folks out there that have not graduated high school. There's some individuals who have dropped out of high school. Some folks that have just received and earned and did the work for their GED, like, you know, two years ago at 55 years old or older. There are some people out there. And so what we have to do is to help people to understand when we, you know, again, it's financial literacy month. Well, listen, it doesn't matter how old you are. Listen to me. It doesn't matter how old you are. Financial literacy is for you. Doesn't matter how young you are. Financial literacy is for you. Sometimes the words that are here, that are in our society, scare the hell out of folk. Just scare them, like financial literacy. Well, I don't want to fool with that. That's a big word.
Yes.
So let's just do this. Let's just talk about what are some things that God has said. Let's just take the label off financial literacy. You know, it's already out there, right? We know what month we're in.
Yes.
Let's just take the label off of it. Let's just see what God says about some of these things surrounding possession, resources, and finances. Let's just see what he says. And then let's talk about how you can do them, how we can help you to get there. That's it. Let's not make this thing complicated. So, because we have to break down the barriers, Mama. We have to break down the barriers for folk that's like, man, some folk, we deal with, Mama, don't even know how to write. Some of them don't even know how to read.
I know.
What the heck I look like coming to them and say, hey, man, I want you to come to this financial literacy workshop we got going on next week. Workshop? That probably sounds like it's going to have something to do with writing. And I don't know how to write.
Yes.
Right? So what areas do you need to be educated in regarding the possession, resources, and finances? Sometimes you got to take a step back. Sometimes you just got to take a step back. Oh, Mama. Okay.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking about what you were saying, what you talked about last week about people do not think they're smart. Knowledge, all of us have knowledge. And the knowledge that we have is power. And someone else can have, say, the same knowledge in the same area that we have it in, but they don't think they're so smart. But if a person applied the knowledge that they have in their life correctly, then that's powerful right there. Because I often heard knowledge is power. And I beg the difference. I say knowledge is power when it's applied correctly in our lives. So the knowledge that I did not have before, I have now. So it's like, what am I going to? Now I have this knowledge, so I'm not ignorant in this area as I was. Now I don't have to feel like I don't know nothing. Why? Because I have it right in my hands. Now I have to apply it.
That's good. That's good. That's good. So in the last couple of minutes, what is literacy? Let's take the financial piece out. What is literacy? Literacy is really, this is what literacy is, the ability to read and write. That's what literacy is, the ability to read and write. What's another definition of literacy? Literacy also is knowledge that relates to a particular subject matter. So we add the word financial to literacy, then that means knowledge that relates to finances, to financial matters, to economic situations, to economic conditions. Let me go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Remember what Paul said. Paul said, my brothers, I will not have you ignorant. And he goes on to talk about the various gifts. And he goes on to talk about how God has given each one of you a gift. Why do I say that? Because he then goes on and talks about how everybody, he goes and gives an illustration of the human body and how everybody is connected to one another and how each part needs the other part to survive, to function properly. And then he goes on to say, and here are the gifts that Christ gave to the church. To some he gave apostles, some he gave prophets, and teachers. So I'm going to focus on the teaching part, because in order for us to get some things, all of us have gone through an educational system in America, whether you've done private school, public school, or charter school, or Christian school, or religious school, or Sunday school. But we've gone through these things where people are called teachers that have this literacy, this knowledge of specific areas to teach us. I guess I got to go there. But if you listen to somebody who has not been given the gift,
yes,
and I'll speak in two veins. Just because I'm a religious leader, doesn't mean that I can operate in everything.
That's true.
So I may be a pastor, but I may not have no business teaching you about finances just because I have that title of pastor.
Mm-hmm.
In my other
That's
vein,
good.
I'll say is this. Just because I am a teacher doesn't mean I can teach you about finances. Listen, let me say it like this. You go to your art teacher and say, I need you to help me the budget. You go to the art teacher and say, I need you to help me the budget. That does not even sound remotely intelligent. The art teacher has a specialty with art. So the thing that you should go to your art teacher for is things regarding art. And so now let me bring up a problem. So one of the problems has been, and I have to say this, I think I have to say it, is so many people have been taught, or what has been put out there as being taught by individuals operating in an area that they don't have the expertise.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's happened to me before. So I can speak about myself. I don't have to put it out there as everybody, but I can speak about myself, and I can give a whole bunch of testimony. Yeah. And then the other part is people going to individuals because they are a teacher, but they may not be the teacher. So as we deal with these things in this month, I want us to focus on the teacher, not Dr. Dunlap, not Sister Mama, Mary Ann, not Mama, not Brother Mark. I don't want you to focus on, and I have to say this, God, because I'm in a place where there's somebody who is very famous in financial education arena. And people, I was listening on the radio as I was traveling around the last couple of days, and people were coming to this individual for advice because they've made a name for themselves, Mama.
Yes.
But some of the advice that was being given, I was like, that is foolishness. You're going to ask somebody to give you advice on making a life decision with your $400,000 over a 2-minute snippet about what they think. Mm-mm. My question is, what has God said that you need to do? I don't have a problem with a person coming to me and asking me. But at some point, can we see if there's something with the word that deals with that? At some point. Well, you know, I really ain't got time. Well, you don't need to come to me. You ain't really got time. Because if I'm going to spend my time, I ain't going to waste it just giving you a half-tail answer on something because you're in a rush. Teaching is so important.
Yes,
and I'm listening again, I was listening to the, quote-unquote, the advice because of the name that a person has made for themselves. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then sometimes people were leaving off. I'm like, you really ain't answered the question, bro. Thank you for your call. Let's deal with these things. That's what ministry is about. It's dealing with these things. All right, so I'm going to deal with two things briefly, Mama. And again, if anybody's listening and want to join in, I'm not doing fire and brimstone tonight. We got to start. We got to get a foundation on this thing. I talked earlier about ability. I talked about ability. And I want you just to listen to this. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Then it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created he them. Male and female, he created he them. And God said, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and every other living thing that moves upon the earth. This is the text that anybody who doesn't feel like they have the ability should go right back to this scripture, Mama. Because there is no learning disability when you were made in the image of God and after their likeness. You don't learn in disability. Some stuff just has to be rewired with how some people have been taught. We encounter that all the time. You didn't have, some people may not have had the right people around them to help them to learn certain things. And so the whole thing is God created us to have dominion. And now, and I'm not making a far stretch, but there was no money being transacted back when God spoke about this. It was just them, mankind in the garden. That was it. So I can't say, this is me, I can't say that the purpose of why mankind was created, again, dealing with being fruitful and multiplying, replenishing the earth, but this thing about subdue it, this thing about and have dominion, yeah. I don't think God had to say and have dominion over your finances back in Genesis 1. I don't see how it could fit. But I have to believe that God knew we was going to be dealing in a society today where so many people are in so much debt. But how did he create us? He created us with an innate ability to be able to deal with these things. So I don't care if somebody just graduated with their GED four months ago or 2 years ago. I don't care if you're 60 years old. It may be it's unfortunate if there's nobody in your household that can help you. There may be some people who moved out of the house and went on to college or the military or out on their own and got messed up. And so now it's just trying to rob Peter to pay Paul, just trying to catch up some bills. At the end of the day, you have to stand on the word of God and say, God didn't create me like this. This is what it's become. But God created me to have dominion over this stuff. God created me to be able to govern this. When you can get that in your spirit, I don't care what these jokers talk. Oh, here I go. I don't care what these jokers are talking about on the TV and on the news about how bad everything is and this and that and if you don't do this right now. Because none of them are talking from the perspective of the Word of God anyway. Truth be told.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Last thing, and I think I'm out. I think we out of here. This thing of let's just see what God has to say about it. What, is there anything in the Word of God that talks about this? Whatever this is, right? Because the question is, what area or areas do you need to be educated about PRF, guarding your possessions, your resources, your finances? In the 8th chapter of Acts. And I love this. I love this. I love this for so many reasons. This talks about Philip, one of the seven that was placed in leadership in Acts chapter 6. Philip is one of those, and Philip is going out, comes across this Ethiopian eunuch. Is in Acts chapter 8, but you can go and pick it up. But in verse 29, it says, the Spirit told Philip, go to the chariot and stay near. Because, see, the eunuch was there, but just they were reading, but didn't really understand what they were reading. And I'm going to go to it real quick because I don't have all. But in Acts chapter 8, not necessarily you, Mama, but you know, just start at everybody for that's listening right now in your car or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just remember Acts chapter 8 verse 22. That's when you can really just to start there. But he wasn't going out specifically to meet the person who he encountered. Verse 22 says, "As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, 'Go down south, the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza.'" So he started out. And because he went out there, because he did what God told, what the angel told him to do, that's when he met this Ethiopian eunuch. So the Ethiopian eunuch is sitting there in their carriage and reading from the book of Isaiah. And so that's when it picks up at verse 29. The spirit, so it's an angel that told him first. And then verse 29 says, "Then the spirit told Philip, 'Go to the chariot and stay near it. Stay near it, walk beside it.'" Because the chariot was moving. So Philip ran up to, now listen, it said, "Go over and walk beside the carriage." But Philip ran up to. See, this situation right now, Mama, we don't have time to be walking around. We ain't got time to be all lackadaisical. No, it's urgent to make sure that God's people are educated about finances and resources and possessions. But the first thing was, it was the spirit that told him to go. And then it says, and so Philip goes over to him and heard him read from the prophet Isaiah. And here's the question. Do you understand what you're reading? Okay, now hold on, Mama. What is literacy? The definition of literacy is the ability to read and write.
And write. Mm-hmm.
But Philip asked the question, "Do you understand what you're reading?" See, some of y'all may not have caught that. The eunuch was reading from the book of Isaiah. But what Philip asked the question was, "Do you understand what you're reading?" See, a lot of people can read certain things. You can read the Financial Times. You can read the Bible. You can read various scriptures and texts that talk about possessions, resources, and finances. But do you understand what you are reading? And here's the last part. The eunuch comes back with a response. So critical. It says, "How can I, unless somebody instructs me?" I may preach on this next Sunday, though. Yeah, on the 16th. "How can I, unless somebody instructs me? How can I? How can I understand unless somebody instructs me?" Okay, now see, here's where some, well, I don't care. He didn't say, "How can I, unless somebody preaches to me?"
Should.
He says, "How can I, unless somebody instructs me? How can I, unless somebody explains it to me?" And from there, he urged Philip to come up. The guy he was, Philip was walking beside the chariot. Now he asks and invites Philip to come up and sit up in the chariot with him. So if you want to get to where you're supposed to be, then maybe you need to be listening for the Spirit of God to say where you need to go. And then you got to be open enough to be able to, when you get into that chance encounter with somebody that's trying to figure out, okay, how do I tithe? I'm not getting to it tonight. How do I tithe? How do I be a better steward? How do I get with my credit? How do I get better credit? How do I rebuild this credit score? How do I get down this debt? Well, how can I? How can you? Unless somebody instructs you. You have to open up yourself, just like this eunuch did. And this would not have happened, Mama.
Yes.
If one, the angel of the Lord didn't had a visitation with Philip. Two, the Holy Spirit said unto Philip. And three, Philip actually going. So for the next couple of weeks, Mama, we already know the Holy Spirit has spoken. This is our platform. We're here.
Amen. Amen.
So now we're ready for other folks to come on board. We're ready for other folks to come on board, Mama, and be a part of what we got going on. So with that, Mama, we are done for the night. God bless you,
okay,
Mama, for being here. God bless everybody.
Thank you.
And don't forget, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Kimberly Silas, our wonderful host, our wonderful team member, she will be hosting her show. Your Health is Your Wealth, and it will be focusing on entrepreneurs. She's going to be dealing with, listen, you're an entrepreneur, stop giving y'all stuff away. And that's how I'm putting it out there. But she'll make it a little bit more around. Stop giving your stuff away. All right, so listen, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, every Thursday, join us here on the PR table tomorrow. And on the third Friday at 2 p.m., Kimberly Silas, Your Health is Your Wealth. God bless you. We love you. And we will see you and talk to you soon. Don't forget to go on Facebook, see what we got going on, join in some conversation, ask us some questions. And again, God bless you. God love you. We love you too. That's why we do what we do. Peace.